Frequency Cast, startup in progress.
Hi, and welcome to show number 16 of Frequency Cast, the online UK TV and technology show. My name is Carl, and with us is our resident technologist, Pete.
Well, hello there.
Frequency Cast offers you a tantalising take on technology and is driven by feedback from our listeners via frequencycast.co.uk. In today's show, here's what you'll find. Virgin coming to Freeview. A new low-priced DAB radio. A close-up look at all things Sky, including Sky Plus, HD and broadband. Plus your questions on BT Vision, Surround Sound, Slingbox and megabytes more. First, here's a look at the headlines.
Frequency Cast, now loading news.
News time here on Frequency Cast. And first off, Virgin on Freeview. In June, Virgin Media announced the launch of a new channel, Virgin One. Due to launch in the autumn, Virgin One will replace FTN on Freeview, broadcasting from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. It'll be 24 hours on cable. It's unclear if this channel will be carried on Sky. Programming will be aimed primarily at men. Virgin One has bought the rights for the entire Star Trek franchise and will also be showing Terminator spin-off The Sarah Connor Chronicles. Next up, BT Vision. After some reported stability problems, BT Vision announced an automatic patch for their V-boxes. A new version of software, 1.2.2019, started rolling out in mid-June. Next up, Sky Plus. From July 1st, Sky has announced it's scrapping the £10 a month subscription for Sky Plus. Some customers on certain packages already had this waived, but from July 2007, all 2 million Sky Plus users will get to use this top PVR subscription-free as long as they stay with Sky. Next up, Internet Radio. Following our Net Radio piece in Show 15, we've now found a PC USB stick that supports both DAB digital radio and Internet Radio. It has a full radio display, program guide, station presets, and lets you record DAB onto your PC. Normally £50, at the time of recording this is just £30, until the 10th of July 2007. Details on the show notes for show 16. And finally, recognise this voice? Well, Morph's back. A few shows back we talked about the online on-demand TV service Juiced. Well, Morph can be found on Juiced. Well worth a watch.
Well, thanks, Pete. For more on these news stories, take a look at today's show at www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Frequencycast, now loading. Focus.
Okay, now it's time to hold onto your seats, because it is, of course, the one, the only Focus. It's time to wipe out your bleary eyes and look closely at Pete and ask him, what are we doing?
Well, we've talked about lots of digital TV things in the past. How many of those can you remember?
There was BT Vision.
Top-up TV.
TV on your mobile phone. TV over the internet.
Okay, yeah, not a bad look. You did forget Freeview there, by the way.
Then there was Freeview.
Yeah, so we have talked about a lot. We did Freeview back in show 14. We did BT Vision in show 9. We talked about TV on your mobile with that lobster phone back in show 7. We've done top-up TV anytime. And we did TV over the internet back in show 1. But there's one important thing we've not done before.
Flushed, rinsed, wiped.
Let me hold that up and give you a clue.
Oh, I know. Stars. No. Clouds. No.
Surprisingly enough, we've never focused on Sky Digital.
What's been going on there?
I don't know. We've had two emails in from people saying you seem to have forgotten Sky. So we thought we'd focus in on it in this show.
Good idea.
So, usual question. What do you know about Sky?
Well, the moon's in it and a cow jumped over the moon. The stars, the sun. It's the thing with the dish, isn't it? And the dish ran away with a spoon. I don't know. It's all nonsense to me.
Yeah, yes indeed. So, yes, it is delivered by a dish where Freeview comes through a TV area. So, out of all the digital TV things that are out and about, what do you think is unique to Sky? That's right, it's got more it's got more channels than any other digital TV service in the UK. Should we list a few channels?
Yes.
Right, so let's just pick a few here at random. So we've got Sky 1, Sky 2, Sky 3, E4.
National Geographic. Sky Arts, MTV, Sky Sports News.
Nickelodeon, UK History, UK People, UKG2.
Hold on a minute, we did that all wrong. It says they're Baby First. Try again.
Oh, Baby First.
No, you've got to start the list again.
British Eurosport.
Discovery Channel. Comedy 1. Comedy 2.
Cuddly Toy. Electric Toaster. Bravo. Hallmark. FTN. Disney. Cartoon Network.
Sci-fi.
UK Documentary.
So loads and loads and loads and loads. This is the widest selection of channels out there. You've also got all the BBC channels and all the Sky movies and everything else. It is the one to go for if you want as many channels as possible. But let's look at what it costs and how you go about getting Sky.
Go on then.
So how much do you think it costs to get Sky?
I don't know. Dish, set-top box, 120 quid?
Actually, the dish and the box are free.
Nice.
But you do pay 30 quid for the engineer to come round and set it all up and install it for you.
That's fair enough.
And then after that, you do have to pay the monthly fee, depending on the channels you get, and that starts from 15 quid a month.
So it's not as good as BT?
You get an awful lot more channels than BT Vision. BT Vision, don't forget, costs you £90 for the installation. You don't get anywhere near as many channels.
What's that 30 quid one then?
Yeah, that'll be free view. Not as many channels, and it's completely subscription free. Sky, on the other hand, does have a subscription with it. And obviously, you pay this 99 quid to get the thing installed, and the engineer comes round and sticks a dish on the wall and gives you the set-top box. So once you've got your Sky box, you do have to pay a basic subscription, which is £15, and for that you get two of their mixed channels. So there's actually six mixed channels that come with Sky. There's a variety, kids, knowledge, news and events, music and style and culture, and you basically pick two or more of these six packages to build up your core package. On top of that as well, you can subscribe to movies or to the sports channels.
Sounds good. And it's HD, isn't it?
Yes, it is HD. Yes, we were going to come on to that in just a second. This is the beauty of Sky, is there's a whole stack of extras that you don't get with some of the other services. And there's a few things I want to talk about. We'll come on to HD in a sec, but there's a few other ones. For a start, they're offering broadband free to their customers.
Good.
So they are offering a broadband service with their digital TV stuff as well. They actually offer speeds of up to 16 meg, but that's not available in all parts of the UK.
Fair enough.
If you want to spend 26 quid a month with them, you can get one of their little packages, which gives you up to 8 meg broadband with a free router and their free weekend and evening calls, as well as all six of their mixed packages. So you get a pretty good package for your 26 quid there.
That seems like quite a fair deal, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm trying not to make this a big sales pitch for Sky, but actually, if you are looking at getting your phone and your internet and your telly, that's not a bad price. It's certainly cheaper than BT.
Well, I don't know about you, but I think I like to wrap it all up in one little package.
Really? You do have a little package, don't you?
Sorry, Furlong.
They call me Tripod.
And Nigel.
And Nigel. So what else does Sky offer? You can pay a little bit more and get Sky Plus. So Sky Plus, what do you know about Sky Plus?
Well, you've got one of these little flashy box, the lights and things on it.
As you've got a blank expression on your face, let me explain what Sky Plus is all about.
Go on then.
It's got a hard disk recorder in it, that's its selling point. Aha, yes.
I remember it well. 120 or was it 180 minutes of recordable stuff?
Way more than that. It holds 40 hours of TV, which is pretty impressive. It's got a 7-day programme guide. That's what the programme guide looks like.
Oh, right. Yeah, I remember this very well. I remember. Oh, yeah. It's got a list of channels down the side, and it's got page up, page down, plus 24 and minus 24. Yes, press R, and it records it all.
Exactly. So it's got a program guide that's 7 days, all the TV programs there, and you can basically just press the little red R button to record. And it's also got something called Series Link. So if you're following Lost like I am, you just hit record, then hit Series Link, and every episode of Lost in the right order will be recorded for you.
And we did all that, didn't we, in another show? What show was that?
Oh, yes, that'll be back in our PVR show. Excellent, well remembered.
So what about this HD then? You said you were going to tell me about it later.
Yes, Sky High Definition. If you want high def, then Sky is very clearly the one to go for at the moment.
Why is that then?
Well, they're actually offering more channels of high definition content than anybody else. They're offering the BBC HD, Sky One HD, Sky Arts, National Geographic, Discovery, History, three sports channels, two movie channels and pay-per-view stuff. So they've got an awful lot of HD content. Not as much as we'd like, but there's a fair amount out there.
That's good, because if you're going to get good quality TV, you want to get HD TV on it, don't you?
Now, of course, it's really difficult to demonstrate high definition on the radio. So, because we can't show you a TV, we thought we'd show you this picture.
I think they've had enough of that. Now, hold on a minute. Let me just show them a close-up. I think that works.
Now, you've got to admit that is good. It's actually four times better than standard Sky's output, and it really, really is crisp. It does have to be seen to be believed.
Yeah, and you've got that nice little comparison picture there, haven't you? I think they're getting that.
Definitely. And I would say, if you're going to watch anything on Sky HD, watch Lost. Oh, man, the beach scenes and the jungle. And have we talked about Lost? I mean, what, did you see what happened with the parachutist? And
Sorry, you've lost me there.
A few other quick things to mention on Sky. They've got this new thing called Sky Anytime.
How do you make that noise? Does that mean you can watch it anytime you like, a week after it's been shown on telly?
Sort of. They're actually offering Sky on a mobile phone, Sky on a PC, and now Sky Anytime on the TV as well.
Right, and that means... How do you make that noise?
I don't know. Well, we've just got ourselves a new Sky HD box, and it has a 300GB hard disk in it, but not all of it's used, and it's because they've just launched this thing called Anytime TV. And what it is, it takes some spare space on some of the newer Sky Plus boxes and on the Sky HD boxes, and overnight it downloads content onto your hard disk, so you've got a certain number of shows downloaded automatically for you.
What was the other thing that did that then?
Yeah, you're thinking of Top Up TV Anytime, which has a few programs that download onto a special box overnight.
Oh yeah, that's one I remember now.
But this is kind of an extra.
What show was that on?
As I've got my bit of paper out, I can tell you that was show 10.
Okay.
And there's a little screenshot I took a bit earlier there, so that's Sky Anytime. Time. So what does that say there?
Sky Anytime TV, and it has a whole list. It starts with 24, The History of Britain, Anchorman, The Boom Supremacy, Around the World in 80 Days, Spider-Man 2.
So these get downloaded during quiet times when you're not actually recording other programmes, and they normally sit on the machine for a few days and then delete themselves if you haven't watched them. So that's quite a nifty little thing that you can just go in and get recent episodes of 24 and Lost without having to remember to set your Sky Plus reminder. Quite a nifty feature.
Excellent.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it for Sky. If you're into your digital TV, this really is the one to go for, just because of the sheer volume of channels. You still struggle to find anything good to watch. Having 200 TV channels doesn't mean there's something good to watch all the time. But yeah, we're very, very impressed with Sky, especially this new HD stuff. And if you are an existing Sky subscriber, you'll find if you look in your free Sky magazine, there's a £30 M&S voucher for both of you if you introduce a friend.
I think we need some friends.
Yeah, if anybody out there wants a friend, Marks and Spencer's voucher, please let us know.
Okay, what's next then, Pete?
Right, Carl, guess what I'm holding in my hand here?
Oh, that's small.
No, the other hand.
Oh, right. Is it a... Oh, it looks like a miniature phone. Hold on a minute, what's that? Oh, an MP3 player.
Ah, yes. It's actually a radio station.
It's a radio station, isn't it?
That little thing there, palm of my hand, is a radio station.
Right.
You're not convinced, are you?
Nope.
Actually, this is an MP3 player. 2GB MP3 player. Hold that.
Thank you.
And you remember a couple of shows ago we talked about MP3 players and the FM radio transmitter, so you can pick it up in your car?
Oh, yeah. You can put it on your car stereo and you can do like a miniature broadcast from your... Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Well, normally it's a little plug-in module that you plug into your iPod or your MP3 player, and it lets you tune your car radio into it. Well, this has actually got an FM transmitter built in. It's the first one of these we've found, and it's a real nifty little device. So this can hold all your songs, all your music and stuff, and transmit it wirelessly without plugging in anything, straight onto your car radio or to your hi-fi.
Excellent. It feels quite sturdy as well. I'm not too sure about the layout. It looks a bit clumsy, or is that the right word? It's not as smooth as like the... Is it the Nano iPod? That's got quite a smooth layout.
Yeah, the interface isn't great, but this is a heck of a nice little device. It comes with a car charger, so you can just plug it straight into your car. It's got a voice recorder, an e-book reader, so you can read books on it. You can view photos, built-in rechargeable battery. And best of all, it's about 60-something quid, 65 quid.
Is that it? Yeah, it's well worth it. No, I like that, and it's very handy. I do like the fact that we don't need all that extra bump so we can play it on the car stereo, because... Don't know about you, but I'm often using an iPod in the car now.
I'm pretty impressed with this. It's the first one I've seen with a built-in FM transmitter. If anyone's interested, we'll slap a picture on the website. And it's the NetAc.
Excellent.
Frequency cast. Now loading. Interaction.
Now it's time to take a look at your mails and calls in Interaction. First off, we had the following question from site visitor Martin. Can I access the TV recordings on my BT Vision from my PC? Or do I have to go downstairs to watch everything?
Hi Martin. At the present time, content stored on the VBox hard disk can't be accessed from a PC or a home network. There are some options though. You could get yourself a PC TV card and run a coax aerial from the BT Vision box into the PC card. Alternatively, you could copy programs recorded from the Vision box onto DVD and watch them on the PC. One other option open to you is to consider a video sender. This plugs into the SCART socket of your BT Vision VBox and sends signals wirelessly to a receiver.
And a mail from Joe Huston. He asks, which Sky system supports surround sound?
Hi Joe. Well, the standard Skybox doesn't support surround sound, but both the Sky Plus and Sky HD boxes do. They have a digital audio optical output and support Dolby 5.1 surround sound. To access surround sound, go to Services, System Setup, Surround Settings, and set optical output to Dolby D. We'll add a screenshot to the show notes.
Next, Dawn Hepp with a Slingbox question. I would like to use Slingbox for TV in Lanzarote. What is the minimum speed for broadband to receive? I believe the laptop can then be connected to a modern TV we have out there. Is that correct?
Slingbox lets you watch telly over the internet from a different location, such as a different country. There's two things that affect speed. There's the upload speed at the transmission end and the download speed at the viewing end, and it's the slowest of these two that really determines your picture quality. We reckon that around 250 kbps is the minimum you need to get yourself a decent picture on a PC. And yes, with the right connectors you can hook up a PC screen to a TV set, although with a low quality feed on a big telly, it may look a bit ropey. Next, a call to our podline.
Hey guys, again, this is Matt Cooper, your regular blind listener. With the internet radio thing, two of those hardware radios, can you manually add stations? Because I listen to a radio station, internet radio station, which I don't think big enough for them to be mentioned in a normal listing. And I would personally like to manually add them in. But I don't think with those you can. I could be wrong with that, though. That might influence me getting one of those.
Both the Acoustic Energy and the BT Internet Radio make use of the receiver database of online radio stations. As of June 2007, this consists of over 6,400 radio streams, and this is updated daily. Any station can be added to the radio by going online to the receiver website and registering your details. Receiver will then check the station and add it to the list. When your radio is next turned on, the list will be updated and downloaded, and the stations will be available on your DAB radio.
James McKenzie asks, why are there so many repeats on Sky? And why are the same repeats repeated within a short space of time? It has become boring to me, and I am more on the computer than the TV now.
Listening to Frequency Cast, I hope. Repeats? Well, there are lots of channels to fill up. It sounds like you might want to consider the greater choice offered by an on-demand service, such as BT Vision or Virgin Media, where you can download what you want on demand with no repeats.
Thanks, Pete. Next, James McKenzie asks, why are there so many repeats on Sky? And why are the same repeats repeated within a short space of time? It has become boring to me, and I am more on the computer than the TV now.
Hi to Steve Wilton. He's been in touch with us on a regular basis talking about top-up TV. Here's a sample from his original call back in December 2006.
My name's Steve Wilton. I've received my top-up TV anytime set-top box, and it's not too bad.
Then, 2 months later...
Hi guys, this is Steve Wilton again. I've had to send my TV top-up back because it's been stuck on standby since just before Christmas.
Well, Steve's been in touch again, telling us he's now finally given up and cancelled his account after his replacement top-up TV Anytime box kept freezing and missing programmes. He says, I wouldn't recommend the service to anyone, and he's gone back to his normal Freeview box now and had no problems.
And now, a Wi-Fi question from Paul Hunter. Can you tell me what the different benefits are of connecting my PC to the internet via an Ethernet cable or a wireless adapter? Reasons for the question are that I have a fixed 560 kilobytes broadband connection on a BT line that only just supports this fast connection due to the distance from the exchange.
Well, connecting between a PC and a broadband router via Ethernet will give you a faster connection, up to 100 meg. Wi-Fi is more prone to interference, and because it uses radio signals, security is more of an issue. Top speed is only 54 meg. Wi-Fi is obviously more convenient than running cables around your house. If your broadband speed is only half a meg, though, the speed difference between a cabled and a wireless connection is unlikely to affect your download speed.
And now here's an email from one of my favourite listeners. It's the digital dinosaur, Mr. Motivator. And he's found us another fossil, no doubt. I agree with him in every way. Where's that email?
Hey, I've got it. Sorry, I've been reading this one. This is classic, right? What's all the fuss about new televisions? In my day, a TV was a piece of furniture that was brought to impress your friends and neighbours. Not anymore. These new ones are so thin, you could lose them down the back of your sofa. I read I'm going to have to replace my perfectly good TV set with one of these new ones because they're changing the type of signal. Well, actually, he doesn't, because he can just get a Freeview box. But anyway, it gets better. My other half likes these newfangled things and forced me to get rid of the perfectly good black and white TVs.
I used to watch The Incredible Hulk on the black and white TV.
Really, yeah.
I never knew he's green.
Funny though.
You remember the old snooker blooper?
And now Higgins is about to pot the pink ball. For those of you watching in black and white, that's the one behind the green.
And whose accent's that?
anyway, what else did he say?
anyway. So he's got to replace his black and white TV with what is described as a combi unit that takes DVDs. The remote control comes with 40 buttons. I asked her which ones I need to use to change the channel, the volume, and to stop her DVD playing. And she said just three. Up, down for the volume, up, down for the channel, and a third one to turn off the DVD.
That's good, it's a simple remote.
But he says, why on earth do they give me 37 buttons that I'm never going to use? I'm going to take it back to Tesco's and see if I can get a discount if I give them back the bottom half of the remote.
Or just take the buttons off. Ask for chocolate buttons instead.
Oh, we love you, Mr. Digital Dinosaur.
Oh, and a mail here from Martin Antonelli. He says he thinks we're great. Absolutely wacky, but to the point. I'm currently thinking of buying a new HDTV, but was wondering whether it'd be best to buy one now or wait for a while until the new technology was improved. My other concerns being, what would be the best option now regarding makes and models?
Well, Martin, don't expect any major changes to HDTV technology just yet. There's nothing new around the corner. 1080p progressive is the top of the quality HD resolution, but it is a little pricey. 1080i interlaced is still stunning, but slightly cheaper. By waiting, you could find that the prices of 1080p sets do fall a little. Otherwise, just go for it now. Look for a decent 720p 1080i HDTV. As for brands, well, personal preference, really. I recently did an in-store comparison and found that the Sony Bravia did it for me. As it is personal preference, perhaps pop down to a local store and take a look for yourself.
And a message here from John Long. Sure it's not Long John? Not from the Pirates of the Caribbean, is he? I'm with BT Total Broadband, and once in a while, my download speed seems to drop from 4 megabytes to just over 2 megabytes. BT says it may just be at busy times and to plug home hub to the master socket, but that's in the front hall and my PC is upstairs in the back box room.
Well, John, long cable runs, lots of phone extensions or wrongly used microfilters can all affect your broadband download speed, but this would normally mean a constant drop. The fact that your speed is up and down indicates it may be a busy time. This is due to something called contention. Your download speed may be affected when broadband is busy in your area. See our show notes for a couple of useful links and a few things to try. As for moving your home hub, if you don't want to rerun cables, there's always the home plug, which we covered back in show 2. It looks like we might be featuring broadband in the next show, so get in touch if there's anything you'd like us to cover.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Also, we want to say a big hi to those of you listening to us as part of the programming on Network One, the online radio station for business. Enjoy the show, you business moguls.
Oh, I know what I was going to ask you, Pete. What was that hoo-ha in the office about last Tuesday, I think it was, wasn't it? You were going a bit mad.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Me and the producer were having a bit of an in-depth discussion. We've got a little bit of a problem. Our show is getting so popular.
Right.
So the company that store our podcasts online for us phoned up and said, look, you're actually getting so many downloads of the show that you're exceeding your allowed limit.
Sounds like your credit card account, Pete.
Yeah, well, with all these gadgets we have to keep buying for the show, yeah. So we have a little bit of a problem, and I'm wondering if our listeners can help us here.
Right, and what are they going to do to help you?
So what we're going to ask is the regular listeners to the show, we're going to ask if you can give us a hand. Now, we're not after your money or anything silly like that, but we do want you to go and do something on our website for us. So if you fancy helping us out and making sure that the show stays on air, what we'd ask you to do is go to the show notes for show 16.
Right.
At the top of the show notes for show 16, we're going to have a little box, and we'd just like our regular listeners to do us a favour, go to that site and do what it says in the box. That would really help us out, guys.
Okay, I'm still really none the wiser. What's a host? Well, that's it for interaction and for this Frequency Cast. Frequency Cast is driven by feedback from you. We need your comments or your questions on what you've heard today or what you'd like to hear us cover in the next show. We'd love to hear from you.
You can call us on the pod line and leave us a message. It's a London number, 0208 133 4567. You can also leave a voice message using Skype. Our Skype ID is FrequencyCast.
Or you can send us a message via our website, where you'll find a new audience survey.
You may not know, but there's a number of ways you can subscribe to FrequencyCast.
You can get the podcast delivered as soon as it's released.
Sign up to our email list, get an RSS feed of our podcast or blog, or get updates on your mobile. See our new subscribe page.
We're also asking for your help. A few minutes of your time may help us cover the costs of bringing you this show, and it won't cost you a penny.
Please visit us at www.frequencycast.co.uk.
If you found today's show interesting, go to our website and check out the show notes for this show, Show 16. To find more info and links for everything we've discussed today, including that low-priced PC radio,
please get in touch and we'll catch you on the next show for another culinary combination of computers, contracts, close-ups and custard.
Frequency cast. Shutdown in progress.
Well, that's all for this show. Keep the feedback coming and make sure you visit our website for details of what we discussed in today's tantalising take on technology. Point your browser at www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Frequencycast. Shutdown complete.
Why are there so many repeats on Sky? Repeats on Sky. Repeats on Sky.